According to the survey, 9% of Minnesota voters rate the governor's job performance as excellent, and 43% think he's doing a good job. 28% of the 641 respondents said Jesse Ventura is doing a fair job as governor, and 18% think he's doing poorly. The poll has a margin of error of 4 percentage points. It's an across-the-board improvement from the last Minnesota Public Radio St. Paul Pioneer Press poll, in which Ventura logged his lowest-ever rating. That October survey followed Ventura's Playboy interview, which featured controversial statements about religion and other topics. A retired woman from Litchfield who took part in the latest survey but asked not to be identified said her opinion of Governor Ventura has improved since last fall, largely because, she says, the governor has shown newfound restraint.
I think he's being more careful what he says. He doesn't respond as fast as he used to.
The poll also found 54% of Minnesotans think Governor Ventura is a needed breath of fresh air in state government. William Bartosiewicz, who lives on the east side of St. Paul, also answered poll questions. He says he's undecided on Ventura's job performance, but that Minnesota politics are better off with Ventura than without the self-styled governor.
I think he's really a nice change.
Governor Ventura had no comment on his showing in the latest poll. His spokesman, John Woodley, says the Minnesota Public Radio St. Paul Pioneer Press poll results are similar to other polls, which show an improved trend since last fall, and moreover, impressive average numbers since Ventura was elected.
If you take the different polls that are taken and you look over about a 14-month period now, the trend is that he's going to be very consistently in the 60% area of job approval. That's remarkable.
Ventura has said recently he's working to concentrate on policy. Woodley attributes the governor's return to favorability to Ventura's attention to state business.
I think the thing that helps his popularity the most and gives him a good job approval rating is the fact that he is very focused on his job. And that is something that is very conscious and that he absolutely wants to do.
The absence of mistakes always helps a politician. You can't get in trouble for what you don't do and what you don't say.
Carleton College Political Science Department Chair Stephen Scheer says Ventura is benefiting in the polls because he's acting more gubernatorial.
Jesse is not talking to Playboy anymore, and he's not officiating wrestling matches, and he's not doing book tours.
And Scheer says in place of the celebrity appearances, Ventura has focused on policy and crafting a more universally acceptable image.
First, he is taking care of business. He is more engaged with the legislature than he was at this time last year. And part of that is because his agenda is facing more challenges in the legislature than before. And the other thing I think he's doing is he's much more consciously and painstakingly seeking public support. He is doing these bus tours of rural Minnesota that are producing a very warm reaction.
Scheer says had the poll been taken after Ventura's latest trip to Washington, during which he talked a lot about free trade and tax policy, the numbers would likely have come in as good or better. It seems as long as the relatively moderate governor stays out of trouble and uses his popularity to address issues important to Minnesotans, Minnesotans will view him favorably. This is Mark Sedeklik, Minnesota Public Radio.